ॐ न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरी कवितां वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरे भवताद् भक्ति अहितुकि त्वयि। ओ लॉर्ड एंड सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, माइन इज नो प्रेयर फॉर वेल्थ रेटिन्यू द प्लेथिंग्स ऑफ लस्ट और द टॉयज ऑफ फेम। As many times as I may be reborn, grant me, O Lord, a steadfast love for Thee. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. Bhakti aphorisms of Narada. Devotion dawns in the heart of the devotees. It is hard to say when and how. Devotion comes in the mind. If you want to go for fishing, you cannot catch a fish as soon as you go there. Some people do. They are very fortunate people. Some people had to wait. Same thing in spiritual life. Nobody can predict when divine love will come. As the story goes, a hunter was watching a holy man on the bank of a river. And that holy man was surrounded by birds. Those birds were the prey of the hunter. He noticed that those birds are sitting on the shoulder of the holy man. They are not afraid of him. The hunter was thinking that if I take the dress of a holy man, cloth, their ochre cloth, like a holy man, perhaps the birds will trust me. He knew very well the birds do not trust him. So the birds will trust me and then I shall catch those birds. So he put on ochre cloth and sat on the bank of the river. And immediately the birds came to him. When the birds were around him, he caught some. All of a sudden his mind became emotional. He was thinking, my goodness, am I so cruel that these birds trusted me and I shall have to kill them? And gradually a transformation, a change came into his mind and he gave up hunting. When we read the life of Chaitanya, we find there are two villains in Navadvip. They used to drink a lot, whole night they used to yell in town. They used to persecute Chaitanya's followers. One day, Chaitanya and his disciple, now that day Chaitanya did not go, his disciple Nityananda was guiding the kirtan party, they sing and dance on the street. They go from door to door and they beg. What do they beg? We don't care for money, we don't care for food. We don't care for anything. Only we chant the name of the Lord. That only thing we beg from you. That was their begging. Chaitanya's follower used to carry the message of the Lord from door to door. only one thing they will ask, please chant Lord's name once. That is the only begging that is the only thing we beg from it. So these two persons, ruffians, one day got a broken pitcher, earthen pitcher, and threw it on the head of Chaitanya's main disciple, Nityananda. And there was a crack on his head and it was bleeding profusely. He pressed his forehead and said, "Brother, his beautiful saying, Merechis, Merechis, Kolshir Kandha, Tai Bole Ki Prem Devona, you hit me, you wounded me, that is fine, but only chant once Lord's name, that only one thing I beg from you." One of them, you know, was very much compassionate toward this Nityananda, and he asked other brother, "Brother, look, what did you do? How cruel you are. You hit this holy person." Chaitanya heard about it. He became furious. He wanted to take action against them. But Nityananda requested him, "Please forgive them." Gradually, these two brothers became great devotees of Chaitanya. You see, I was telling you that this transformation, this devotion, this love for God, when and how come, we do not know. It may come on the spur of the moment. It may take many, many, many years. Nobody knows. But don't give up. If you have sincere love for God, grace will come one day. Narada says, "Anirvachaniyam prema sarupam." The real nature of the Supreme Love is inexpressible. It is like a dumb person trying to express his experience of a delightful taste. Though it is inexpressible, nevertheless, it is manifest in the great souls who have attained it. This Supreme Love is devoid of attributes. It is free from all selfish desires. It grows in intensity every moment. It is an uninterrupted flow of joy. It is subtler than the subtlest, and it is a matter of inner experience. Guna rahitam. It is pure. Kamana rahitam. Desireless. Pratikshana vardhamanam. Love increases every moment. Avichinnam, uninterrupted and subtle. And it is a matter of experience. Love cannot be expressed. Narada tried to express this divine love in this way. Next aphorism, 55. Tat praipya tadiva avalokoyoti, tadiva shrinoti, tadiva bhavayoti, tadiva chintayoti, bhashayoti. When a person attains the Supreme Love, he sees his beloved everywhere. He only hears about him. He talks only of him, and he thinks of him only. The effect of divine love. When divine love dawns in the heart of a devotee, what is his condition at that time? Narada says, tadiva avalokoyati. He sees God, his beloved. He may do his household work, maybe in the garden, but he watches his beloved. I knew a Swami who came to Mahapurush Maharaj, Swami Sivananda, in 1920s. He is still alive, but retired. He had no education. So he wrote a letter to him, Maharaj, I have no education, could I become a monk? Mahapurush Maharaj wrote him, Swami Sivananda, a direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna, the second president of the Ramakrishna order, who passed away in 1934. He wrote to him, please come, I shall make you a monk. At that time he was a young boy. You go to the store, be the storekeeper of Sri Ramakrishna. You see, in our monastery we have a temple, and in the store they have all, many things are there, vessels, utensils, fruits, whatever Lord needs for Lord's worship, he is the caretaker of that place. And he gets up 3 o'clock in the morning. Straight he goes to the shrine. He takes care of the store. He prepares more for morning worship. Then at 4:30 he will go for picking flowers. People watched him. Sometimes he would talk to the trees. He would talk to the flowers. And then whole day he was working and working and working. 50 years he worked without break. He never wanted any transfer, that please send me to Banaras or Haridwar or this place and that place. No. My guru asked me to stay and go to the store and work for the Lord. He never, you know, had feel any desire to take transfer or to visit. He, of course, visited some holy places, but just he went, followed the instruction of his teacher. And nobody, even the authority also did not want him to transfer. And really, I watched him carefully, and I was very close to him. Seldom you will find a man with such beautiful contentment. All is happy. He's singing in a very slow voice and making garland for the Lord. I learned how to make garland from him. You're going to believe how he could make a garland. This quantity white flower, this quantity red flower, this quantity blue flower. Then you don't have any green color. Green flowers are not available. So he will cut some leaves like a round shape, like a flower shape. This quantity, you know, with the scissors he will cut the, and this quantity green leaves. From a distance you will see perhaps some kind of flower. But actually those are leaves, some kind of nice green leaves. Every evening he used to make a garland for the Lord. During the time of Vesper, they would put that garland to the master. I learned from him how to open, you call it tangerine, we call it orange. How to open a part of the tangerine and cut it in such a way that only the seed will come. At the same time, no juice will come from the small cells in the tangerine part. And he will open it as if it is open for the Lord to eat without seed. It is hard to, you know, I am talking about the tangerine, that chunk, you know, like that in a like way. He will, with a sharp knife, he will cut from the back. Then it will be two parts. Then the seed will come out, and this thing, he will put it on a plate. And there is no white, you call it that fibers. Have a clean, as if you would drop it on your tongue, automatically it will dissolve. If you see him how to cut fruits, you will find how much devotion that man has for the Lord. Amazing people. You know, it is hard to explain how to attain devotion, but they are ideal karma yogis. And when they work with love, some kind of feeling. Sometimes, you know, we work, yes, well, it is my duty, let me go and finish. But behind their work, there is a philosophy. Narada says, Tadiva avalokayati. He sees his beloved. Sri Ramakrishna gave a beautiful description of this state of the devotee. If you have nava, means jaundice, you will see everything yellow. Sri Ramakrishna went to a studio and the cameraman was explaining to him how to make a negative and how the print comes from a negative. He showed Sri Ramakrishna, here is a glass plate. One side of the glass plate is, there is an emulsion of silver nitrate. But that silver nitrate holds the reflection image of a person. And then you can make picture from that negative. If there is no emulsion, then it is a transparent glass. No picture will come. Immediately Sri Ramakrishna merged into samadhi. That if your mind is tinged with devotion, painted with devotion, coated with devotion, you will be able to hold the image of the Lord. It is true. You have not seen, but in India, in countryside, I have seen how they make amshatto. It is like some kind of, let me explain to you, perhaps you will understand. Where there are plenty of mangoes, in summer, mango is very, you know, is perishable fruit. They will be finished very soon. So if the mangoes are plenty, they extract juice from the mango, and that juice they spread on a sheet, and it may be a mat. First day, one layer. And they put it in the sun and they dry it. The next day, they make juice and put another layer. Again, they put in the sun. Next day, another layer. Like this, after 15 days, that layer will be like thick. And they make it dry, very crispy, dry. And they cut into pieces and they preserve it. All the year round, they take it. They eat it. It is very delicious food, you know. So that is the way they make amshatto. I do not know the English translation. Anyhow, first day when they put that juice on that mat, the mat is visible. Gradually, when it becomes thick, you can't see the mat. Same thing, devotion. You will have to paint your mind layer after layer. Narada is asking us how to do that. Through hearing, through listening, through seeing, through speaking. Divert all your senses toward God and bring one layer after another on the mind. Later on, you will find your all the sense organs are carrying all noble good things to the mind. That is the way one can attain devotion. Tadeva avalokit, when the devotion dawns in the heart of the devotee, he sees God everywhere. Tadeva shrinati, he does not care to listen for anything in this world other than God. Tadeva bhashayati, he does not like to speak any other thing except God. Tadeva chintayati, and he remembers God, thinks of God all the time. Now, in this respect, we find the Brahma darshan, experience of the Brahman, of the Vedantin, and Ishwar darshan, vision of God, of the devotees, are same. What is the goal of your Vedanta? Sarva bhuti Brahma darshan. You will have to see God in every being. That is the goal of Vedanta. At the time of Samadhi, you will see only one. You will not see variety. Sri Ramakrishna saw the flowers, the billow leaf, the billow tree, all are conscious. Swami Vivekananda experienced tram car, food, his mother, railing of Calcutta lake, all made of consciousness. This is Vedantic experience. From the dualistic standpoint, the gopis used to see the black color of the tamal tree as Krishna, black water of Yamuna as Krishna. This is also seeing Krishna in everything. Arjuna got the divine sight and saw Krishna everywhere. When man attains this devotion, his life becomes easy. You will never feel pressure, you will never feel burden in your day-to-day life. Duty is just like blazing fire. But devotion makes the duty sweet. Through the influence of devotion, through the power of devotion, man learns how to forbear pain and suffering in this world. The next aphorism, Gauni tridha guno bhedat artadi bhedat ba. Preparatory devotion is of three kinds according to the preponderance in the minds of the aspirants of one or another of the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Preparatory devotion is of three kinds also according to the reasons for which they devote themselves to God, whether because they are world-weary or seeking for knowledge or desirous for the fulfillment of some material desires. As you know, there are three gunas. So devotion is also of three kinds. A tamasic devotee worships God also. But in his mind there is hatred, ego and jealousy. A rajasic devotee wants God, worships God for fame and wealth and for prosperity. A sattvic devotee also worships God as a duty, that he cannot live without God. But the real devotee is gunatita. He is beyond the gunas. The Narudiya Purana divided devotion is also in 9 categories. Tamas devotee is also of 3 kinds. The worst kind, the third class devotion of the tamasic bhakti is they want others' destruction. Lord, that man persecuted me, please take away his life. It is called third class, our worst kind of devotion. He is praying for others' destruction. Second, they have hypocrisy inside and he is hiding that hypocrisy and praying to God. Third, out of jealousy, he goes to the church. Oh, that person goes to church, he is so happy. Let me go to the church. Out of jealousy, he goes to the church. He prays to the Lord. All 3 types are tamasic devotee. Rajasic, the third class people, third class rajasic devotee, want wealth, and for that reason he prays to God. The second class rajasic devotee prays to God for name and fame. Lord, let me be the senator, or maybe a congressman. I just see name and fame, power and position. Rajasic bhakta, second class devotee. And there are some people, they want some kind of liberation. That is also, they are also rajasic devotee. Sattvic devotee is also of 3 kinds. Those who perhaps did something wrong in their lives, they want to expiate, they want to take, get away from that sinful act, so they pray to God. Second class Rajas Sattvic devotee prays to God and work for God, that these works are favorite to God, let me work for him. And the first class Sattvic devotee worship God as a servant. But the best devotee thinks, the supreme devotee thinks that I am one with God. He is a Jnani. His love is one-pointed. He never deviates from his ideal. His love is genuine. In this way, the bhakti scriptures divided the devotees. You may apparently see that, oh Swami, what is the use of discussion, all these things. There is some meaning, you see. When you know all these divisions, you can check that where is your position. As they are saying, there are 4 types of worshippers in this world. The first class worshipper thinks that God is in every being. The second class, stuti dhyana bhavastu madhyama, they meditate on God in their heart. The third class devotee worships God on the image. And the fourth class devotee, say third class devotee practice japam, stuti japo, and he chants the name of the Lord. And the fourth class devotee worship the Lord on the image. So they divided various kinds of devotee. Narada says, Krishna mentioned in the Gita, there are 4 types of people worship me, artho, the sufferer. I am sick, I am praying, Lord, please take away my sickness. The second class, Jiggasu, inquirer, just the beginner, what is God, how to pray to God, what is the use of human life. In this way they pray, they try to know. The third class, Artharthi, they have some desire, so with a view to fulfilling their desires, they pray to God. And the fourth is Jnani, the real lover of God. So in this way, Narada divided devotion as well as devotees in many ways. The next aphorism, uttara asmat pudva pudva shreyayo bhavati. Among these, every preceding type of devotion is better and more fruitful than every succeeding type. It means, you know, this rajasic devotee is better than tamasic devotee, and sattvic devotee is better than rajasic devotee. Those who pray for their sickness and those who pray for knowing God, so the seeker of God is better than the person who is praying to God for taking away his ailment, and artharthi, even though desiring for God, he who prays, he is better than the second one, and real Jnani is better than the third one. So in this way, the higher devotees are better than the former ones, that Narada said in his bhakti aphorism. 58. Anyasmat saulabhyam bhaktav. The path of devotion is easier than other paths. As you know, according to Vedanta, there are four paths: Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Raja Yoga, and Karma Yoga. In Jnana Yoga, you will have to practice various disciplines. Adau Nitya Nitya, I told you many times, Adau Nitya Nitya, you should have discrimination, you should have dispassion, you should have self-control and burning desire for liberation. These four basic disciplines you must have if you want to follow the path of knowledge. Discrimination, dispassion for the worldly objects, third is self-control, and fourth is burning desire for liberation. And moreover, you should try to transcend body consciousness. In the path of Jnana Yoga, it is absolutely necessary, because if that person practices, I am the Atma, I am the Atma, I am the Atman, all the time, he is denying his body. In this Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to practice Jnana Yoga. If you do not take one breakfast at 12 o'clock, you get dizzy. And that person says, I am the Atman. It is very difficult. Then the path of Yoga, Raja Yoga, it is also very difficult. You will have to practice 8 limbs of Yoga: Yama, Niyama, Asana, Posture, Pratyahara, withdrawing the mind from the senses, Pranayama, breathing, breath control, Dharana, concentration, meditation, Samadhi. You will have to practice these 8 limbs of Yoga in Raja Yoga. They are also very difficult, you see. Pythagoras would not accept anybody as his disciple who would not practice silence for 3 years. If you want to be his disciple, you will have to practice silence for 3 years. You see, some basic disciplines are necessary if you want to follow Jnana Yoga as well as Raja Yoga. Karma Yoga is also very difficult. Apparently, you may see Karma Yoga, well, we are all Karma Yogis. It is not so easy to practice Karma Yoga. You will have to efface your ego if you want to work for the Lord. You will have to be out and out servant. Lord, you are my master, I am your servant. It is very difficult for a person. As we read in the life of Brother Lawrence, how he practiced that servant attitude toward God. the last path is bhakti yoga, path of devotion, which is the path of heart. In bhakti yoga, there is no need for learning. There is no need for wealth. There is no need for beauty. There is no need. It does not depend upon age. It does not depend upon anything. Only it needs longing, yearning for God. You will have to be a hungry soul. Bhakti yoga demands hunger for God. Bhakti yoga is the easiest way. In this Kali Yuga, there is no high or low in bhakti yoga. The next aphorism, pramanantarasya anapekshatvat svayam pramanatvat. Bhakti is self-evident. It does not depend on any other proof. Now, you may ask Swami, what is the meaning of proof and self-evident? Well, if you want correct knowledge, you will have to understand the methods of knowledge. You see, pramana, proof, evidence, brings correct knowledge. According to Vedanta, there are six types of evidences. First is called pratyaksha. Pratyaksha pramana means perception. I see this house, I see this watch, I see this chair. So I have the knowledge of this chair. It is called perception. I get the correct knowledge of the chair, watch, house, park, car. This knowledge comes through the senses. The second type of knowledge comes through inference. Seeing the smoke on the top of the mountain, I guess, I am not seeing the fire, but I guess there must be some fire because my previous knowledge says where there is a smoke, there is fire. The third proof is called Shruti, scripture. Scripture says God exists, so I have to believe that God exists. What is the scripture? The experience of the seers of truth. They experienced. And then they said God exists. The third proof is called upamana, comparison. Seeing your teacher told you that if you are going to the forest, you will find a similar type of animal in the forest named gavaya. Like cow. So he went to the forest. He has never seen that animal. But he took that lesson from the teacher and he was comparing that I have the knowledge of cow and this animal also similar to the cow. So he came to this conclusion, this must be gavaya. He got the knowledge of an unseen thing which he had never seen through the instruction of his teacher. The fifth kind of knowledge comes through arthapatti. What is the arthapatti translation? Non-apprehension. Inference. Comparison. Let me give an example. I forgot the English translation of that word. Arthapatti means you have seen a person who is very fat. And you say that this man does not eat at daytime. His fatness is not possible if he does not eat. So at last you come to this conclusion that he must eat at night time. Pino Devadatta Divana Bhunti, this fat Devadatta or John does not eat at daytime. But his fatness cannot be proved, or it is not possible if he does not eat at other time. He must eat at night time. Then this is called arthaputti. Correct knowledge comes through this way. Then the last method of knowledge is anupalabdhi, non-apprehension. There is no jar on the floor. The non-existence of jar is here. To express in a negative way. So anyhow, these are the six methods of knowledge according to Vedanta. If you want to know more, you can read Swami Sat Prakashananda's method of knowledge. He discussed all these things in that book. So these six proofs, these six evidences are helpful to get the correct knowledge. Narada says, my devotion does not need any kind of external proof. Why? Because it is self-evident. Everybody experiences love. Everybody experiences devotion. You won't find a single man in this world who does not experience love every day, every moment of his life. You see, try to think love this way. It is a spring, eternal spring, which is continuously coming from the heart and was coming out through the senses. It may go either to a person or to the objects. You can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. It is the eternal spring coming from the self, from the heart. Even a cruel man, even a robber, villain, ruffian, is coming love from his heart. But because his mind is impure, so it is going to wrong direction. Do you know why is he killing man on the street? Because he loves him. He knows that this person may kill me. Or perhaps he loves his wife. He was thinking, if I rob this woman's necklace, I can give to my wife. Some love is working in his mind. Or he is stealing your car. Perhaps he thinks that, you know, selling this car, I can get some money and I can get something else. So love is the guiding force. But if your mind is pure, then you will find divine love. If your mind is impure, you will get worldly love. But love cannot be stopped. Narada says that everybody experiences love, so it does not need any external proof. You are not supposed to challenge this love. Love is self-evident. Do you have any question? Om asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrittor ma amritam gamaya abhiravirma yedhi rudrayate dakshinam mukham tenamam pahi nityam om shanti shanti shantihi. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace.